97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in our community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Janie Joyosa, who is the manager of Pervelo Chapel Hill. Janie, welcome.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Janie, what in the world is Pervelo Chapel Hill?
Well, Pervelo Chapel Hill is an indoor cycle studio, and each class is about 45 minutes. We do have an hour-long class sometimes. And basically, we're a rhythm-riding indoor fitness studio where we use the beat of the music to drive the class. It's very fun.
This is spinning, right?
Yes.
Oh, right.
So it's stationary bikes. Yeah.
Spinning.
Yeah.
Is there a certain age group that should be doing this or not doing this?
No. So it's low impact. We say high intensity, low impact workout. So we have anyone from 16 to we've had people in their 70s come and take class. So it's nice on the joints. You can go at your own pace. You can sit down when you want. So all ages are welcome.
How long have you been with Pervelo?
So I've been with the company since September 2015. We started in Charlottesville, Virginia. The owner, Kristen Watson, she picked me from the crowd, and I just started teaching.
And are you located in other locations?
Yeah, so we started in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2015. We opened Pervelo Chapel Hill in 2017, and then we have Pervelo Auburn, Alabama, and we opened that a little over a year ago.
What does Pervelo mean?
So Pervelo, basically, it's pure, P-U-R, simple, and velo, bike. So we keep it nice and straightforward, no lights, no fancy, you know, gimmicks. It's just you and the bike.
Janie, what are the advantages of spinning over other types of exercise?
So spinning is great for your cardiovascular. It brings that heart rate up very quickly for the whole 45 minutes. So you get that runner's high without that harsh impact of actually running. And the company was started by two runners, a husband and wife, because they kept getting injured from running. So this is a great workout that you still get that runner's high, but no injury involved.
Sounds high intensity. It just sounds...
Yeah, we say it's dancing on a bike.
On a bike?
Yeah.
And why not?
Yeah, why not?
Now, would you suggest people see their doctor first before they start spinning?
You know, always, why not? Play it safe. But since 2015, we've had no problems, and the owner has been in the fitness industry for over 15 years, so she knows what she's doing.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Do you know why they started this business?
So, like I said, they were runners, and they wanted to still get that runner's high, but were unable to run. So their love of fitness ran deep, and they thought, let's open up a cycle studio. There wasn't one in Charlottesville, Virginia at the time. And, you know, Kristen Watson, she breaks the mold.
So, no wonder.
Yeah.
Is your Velo the only spinning of its type? What makes you different from other spinning companies?
So, no, we say we're not doing anything crazy different. You know, we're rhythm riding, but what makes us different is the people and the company. And we strive on making a positive impact on the community. You know, you walk into the studio, I know who you are, and I can name three things about you that a regular big box gym wouldn't know. So that's what keeps people coming back, is our clients feel like family.
What are your hours?
So we're open every day. We have a 6 a.m. class Monday through Friday, and then, you know, early morning weekend classes, but it changes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You just look online and you can see what class works best for your schedule.
Speaking of looking online, what is your total contact information if somebody wants to check you out?
Yeah. So we have a website. It's pervelocycle.com. And then from there, you can find the Chapel Hill link. We also, Instagram is a great way to keep in touch of day-to-day activities. And that's Pervelo Chapel Hill.
Got it. I always ask, who is your ideal client? But it sounds like your ideal client is somebody who's probably already in kind of good shape. Would that be a fair statement?
You know, sure, but our ideal client is anyone that just wants to have a good time and wants to meet have a new community in their life. You know, the great thing about spin is you can sit down whenever you want. So you don't need to be in good shape to start. And we want to make that known. So there's no intimidation factor walking through the door.
Ah,
you can always start.
You can always start.
Just come on in.
Come on in. Well, someone like me, I'm nervous about spinning. When I see these commercials on television, these young ladies in tight pants and gentlemen, they're
going.
If you were to stop spinning while everybody else is spinning, would they look at you? Like,
no.
What are you doing here?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
So the room actually is only lit by candle light, and there's no mirrors. So we completely take the judgment factor out of the scenario. We let the client dictate their workout. You know, so maybe you're in the front row and you like being looked at and you're going for it. Or you're in the back row where no one can see you and you go at your own pace. So there really isn't any excuse.
So there's no beginner's class for spin?
There isn't, only because we make it very known, hey, go at your own pace. Your first time, take it easy. No big deal. Just do what you need to do to make this fun.
It sounds like fun.
It is fun.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, Sharon.
I don't know. I don't have a sweatband.
It's all right.
Imagine those cute little clothes everybody wears. Oh, my Lord. What's the highest age? You mentioned this earlier, but just repeat for those who may have just tuned in. What do you find is the sweet spot age group?
So,
and what's the max?
We have a handful of people in their late 50s, early 60s. My mom, personally, she is 60 years old, and she rocks it on the bike.
60 years old?
Yeah.
And she rocks it on the
and
bike.
And she's great.
Oh, my.
So, really, it's a community for everyone. And I'm not just saying that. There really is, you walk in the door and you'll see college kids, but you also see moms and dads.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
this
it really is.
A whole new world.
I know.
Well, Jenny, let's take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, let's hear more about Pervelo Chapel Hill.
Let's do it.
Thank you. You're listening to 97.9 The Hill. My name is Sharon Hill, and my guest today is Janie Joyosa. She's the manager of Pervelo Chapel Hill. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We're back. My guest today is Janie Joyosa, who is the manager of Pervelo Chapel Hill, a spinning class, instruction, fun.
Yes,
and all
of
that
those
good
words.
Stuff. Thank you. Well, let's continue with hearing about Pervelo. How do you qualify your instructors, Janie?
Sure. So studio by studio, we have in-house training. So I lead the new trainees through a weekend-long intensive of how to lead a class, how to lead a 45-minute, well-thought-out class. So it's in-house training certification.
Do they have to have in-house training certification? That's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Yeah.
So if they come in, do they have to be buff?
No. So we do hold auditions, and me and the current teachers, we handpick people to audition. So it's usually clients that turn into instructors.
Ah.
We say we keep it in the family. So I'm not ever going to pick someone that just comes off the street and wants to teach. I'll say, okay, come take class, see if you actually like what we're doing here. Hang out, get to know the clients, get to know us, and then let's take it from there.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
And I imagine they must love what they're doing because now they're getting paid to do what they love.
Exactly.
That's amazing. Is it spinning to music or just the person talking to you in the front of the room?
So it's called rhythm writing.
Rhythm writing.
Rhythm writing.
Right.
And we ride to the beat of the music. So the music drives the class. I'll say, you know, let the music do its job. Let it wash over you. So the music's loud and, you know, you can really zone out and fall into the class. It's really fun.
Who picks the music?
We do. So teacher to teacher, we make our own playlist. We have an outline of what we know, what moves we need to hit and what we need to do. But so, you know, maybe you'll come to my class. It's a more hip-hop techno vibe. And then you'll go to one of my instructors. She likes more hip-hop rap. So really, each teacher has a different element that they bring.
And I imagine many of your clients slash customers might prefer a certain type of music, so come in for that particular instructor.
Yep. Yeah.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
What about legal disclaimers? I can imagine some people might, God forbid, have a heart attack or something, but what kind of legal disclaimers do you have to protect yourself?
So we have a waiver that all new clients fill out when they walk through the door that just basically says, you know, you're cycling at your own risk, but we'll, you know, we're here to help in any way that we can. But yeah, they do fill out a waiver for when they walk in.
I imagine they'd have to just to protect you.
Yes. Yes. Most fitness studios do.
They would have to. Mm-hmm. I got it. Now, it sounds like a lot of fun, and it sounds like it's been around for a while. You started in 2015, I understand.
Yes.
So we're talking a while here.
Yeah.
What do you find is the most satisfying for you in this position?
You know, it's, I say the people make the place, and there's a reason why I've been with this company for as long as I have. Kristen Watson, my boss, she creates an environment of a family, and I wouldn't have stuck around for as long as I have unless I genuinely loved what I like, what I do every day. Mm-hmm. And then you take that and you bring it to Chapel Hill when we are just spreading our family wider, and the clients, I see the smile on their faces after class, and I see what they say, and it's very satisfying.
I can just tell your eyes just light up even if you talk about Curvelo.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the facility itself. Is there other lockers? I mean, people must come in or leave sweating to Lord knows what.
Yes.
How do they clean up? How do they, what if they leave to go to work or have to go? How do they clean up? What's the situation there?
So we have showers, really nice showers, and we provide shampoo, conditioner, and body wash, really nice towels. So it's a full facility that you can come and go and take as long as you need.
Does a person have to sign up for a year or 5 years or 100 years? What's the sign up procedure?
It's 100 years, yes. No, so it's a package for anybody. You can have a 5-class pack that expires after 6 months, and you can come whenever you want. You can have a month unlimited where you can cycle once to twice a day, every day if you like. So it's really catered to you know, the working folk and then the student.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Who do you consider to be, you can speak generically here, your competitors?
So competitors, you know, any studio that focuses on cardiovascular. But as of now in Chapel Hill, we're the only rhythm-based cycle studio. Oh. So I think it's safe to say that no one is our competitor.
See? Cool. How many people can say that?
I know.
I can imagine. Well, let me ask you now about your struggles and challenges. Every company has something going on. What can you share with us about the struggles and challenges for Curvelo?
Sure. So, you know, we're based in college towns, which automatically you get a lot of turnover. You have a lot of your clientele and your employees generally make up of college students. So they leave for the summer, they leave for winter break. So you just, it's a constant revolving door usually of new clients and new employees.
Okay, I can imagine. So if they have a contract or an agreement, I should say, mm-hmm. for a year, can they can't take it anyplace else in Chapel Hill because there is no place else in Chapel Hill.
Yeah. So there is, and most boutique fitness studios do this, but you have a non-compete where you can't teach at another studio that teaches the same type of fitness for a certain amount of time.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So that means as far as the challenge is keeping the same group of people for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
Because of the situation where you're located mostly in college towns.
Yes.
Jenny, for the benefit of those who just tuned in, would you give us your contact information again, please?
Sure. So if you go to purevelocycle.com, that's our website, and you can find the Chapel Hill link. You can also go on Instagram and look up Purevelo Chapel Hill there. And then our email is info@purevelochapelhill.com.
Could you spell Purevelo for us again?
P-U-R... V as in Victor, E-L-O.
Purvelo.
Got Purvelo.
Pur meaning pure, velo meaning bicycle.
Yes.
I got
Simply
it.
Bikes.
Oh, I got it. I'm pure bikes. Let's take another break. Janie, when we come back, let's hear more about Purvelo Chapel Hill. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to 97.9 The Hill. My guest today is Janie Joyosa, who is the manager of Purvelo Chapel Hill. We will be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill-Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you so much for staying with us. My guest today is Janie Joyosa, the manager of Pervelo Chapel Hill. Janie, during our break, you just told me something that I think our audience needs to know, if you don't mind sharing. Tell us about your fitness journey.
Sure. So in 2013, I was first diagnosed with uterine sarcoma, which is cancer. And after going through, you know, six rounds of chemo and radiation, I was at zero, you know, and I used Cycle to bring me back to 100%. So it really is a workout for all, you could say.
Well, how did you know Cycle was the answer?
You know, I didn't. I really didn't. I tried a lot of different workouts, and it was it's disheartening when fitness is so a part of your life, you get this disease, and then you want to do the one thing that made you feel good, but it doesn't make you feel good right now because you feel so weak. But Cycle was the one thing that I could do because I could go at my own pace, and it made me feel good at the end of it.
What kind of fitness regimen were you on before you got the cancer?
So I did a lot of yoga and bar and Cycle, but I wasn't as into the fitness world as I was then. It was when I was 19. I was still very young, and I relapsed again in 2017 while I was working for Pirello. So I really was able to see the difference of my body before and after the relapse and really use Cycle to bring me back to 100%.
What a story. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So you're Pirello inside and out. Because
yes.
This is a lifesaver for you. It helped you recover faster, I assume?
It did. Yeah. The doctors always told me my recovery, I bounced back quicker than most because I was in such good physical shape because of Cycle.
Do many of your clients who come in have similar, not the same, of course, but similar stories on how Pervelo, how cycling, do you call it cycling or spinning?
Either. Yeah.
Either one has helped them in their lives?
Yeah. A woman actually just told me the other day she has some autoimmune problems and she's able to get off some of her medications because her blood pressure is down and she's just all around much healthier. So you'd be surprised on the stories people tell you after a class.
Right.
Yeah.
What is the breakdown between men and women in the class? Because I know women are more open about their situations than men are, which leads to this question. What is the balance between men and women in your cycling classes?
So there's definitely more women, but I'd say 80% women and 20% men.
Really? Mm-hmm. 80%? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was thinking maybe 60-40, but 80%. Wow.
It's definitely more women, and we're here longer and we're making more of a footprint on Chapel Hill.
Yes.
Men are coming in more and more, for sure.
That's amazing. How old is the oldest man, average?
You know, we actually had a man in his 80s come in a few months ago.
Phenomenal.
He had some rainbow socks going up to his knees. He's killing it.
That's amazing. Well, I wish we had more time, Danny. This is fascinating. Thank you for sharing your personal story with
our
audience. That really drives the message home about how effective spinning can be. And I want to thank you for coming in and chatting with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. You've been listening to 97.9 The Hill. My guest today has been Janie Joyosa, manager of Pervelo Chapel Hill. That's our show for today. This is Sharon Hill. Thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes of Today's Business on our website, chapelboro.com. Join us again next week for the next edition of Today's Business on 97.9 The Hill.